Another op-ed from one of our dedicated listeners.
So everybody's up in arms about this Texas man seeking a court order so he can depose a woman he was dating who traveled to Colorado to get an abortion. And it's just, I am all for it. Why don't the boyfriends have a voice in if the woman should have an abortion or not? That's his child too. There's Colin Davis from Texas. He is he learned that the woman was intending to obtain an abortion in Colorado, and it's almost like he has no word or say in it. I know women saying it's my body, blah, 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 but if it comes to life, and when it comes to it being somebody else's child, he should have a voice in the situation too. I don't understand why men don't. It's unfair, it's unjust, and I hate hearing it's my body, I can do with it what I want. It's also his child. Why doesn't he have a say in it? So I do support Colin Davis from Texas. I hope he's able to depose this woman, and I hope he's able to save the life of this baby because it's his child too. Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Michael from Youngstown, Ohio, and I just wanted to say that I think that once you're 18 in this country, we need to go back to the draft. Everybody should go into the military. These damn kids have too much time on their hands. They have become spoiled. They have become entitled. They're now so bored that anything they can find to erect a tent and take over college campuses and streets and parks, so they protest whatever they feel like without any repercussion. These kids have too much time on their hands. They need some kind of stability. They need to learn how it is to be real men and women in this country. We need to make sure that once you're 18, you would spend at least 2 years in the military to become men and women. It's outrageous how spoiled brats these kids have become. They're so entitled, any little thing stresses them out. They don't even know what to do with their lives. We need to get back to structure in this country, put these kids in the military, and make them become men and women. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Sharon from Bend, Oregon, and I just wanted to make a statement regarding the mainstream media. They have got to start holding themselves responsible for the division in this country. Media, cable news network, the online media, all the mainstream media, they are the ones that are igniting these fires, getting people fired up, turning people on each other. It's just disgusting. And then they sit there and they tell the news about how people are divided. And the reason they're divided is you can turn in to any cable channel and you'll notice that these stations only talk to their side. They only give that one side and they say how bad the other side is. That's not news. That's not reporting just the facts. That's reporting what people want to hear for commercial dollar, for commercial ad time space. All they're worried about is getting money for their ads. So whatever it takes, they're going to do that. It's disgusting the way the news is presented on TV now. They are the root cause of why America is divided. And I ask all people in this country to stop watching cable news and the slanted media and the corruption that they have caused.
To get on the air and give us your opinion editorial, just go to dailycast.news/talk.